Evacuees from New Orleans and its surrounding suburbs have set up camp wherever they can. For those who were able to drive out or catch a ride, they often stopped wherever exhaustion overcame them. And that's exactly what they found in the town of Rain, home to Father Richard Wagner. NPR's Rebecca Davis reports.
Father Wagner hasn't gotten much sleep this past week. He's been trying to track down fellow priests in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast. He took in nuns whose convent flooded, and then there were hundreds of desperate hurricane survivors. By Sunday, Wagner was exhausted. Still, that morning, he put on his white robes and gave the weekly Mass.
Right now, in Louisiana, our hope is shaken. And it might seem that our hope is gone. Hope must never die.
Father Wagner is a priest with the Josephite Fathers. They minister to the African-American community. Today, there are new faces. A bus brought a handful of evacuees over for the service.
Where are you from?
New Orleans East.
New Orleans East?
Yeah.
You all by yourself?
I have my mother and one of my sisters here. I can't find the rest of my family.
After the service, Wagner greets his parishioners. One man he's never seen before walks up, his hair uncombed, tears streaming down his face.
What street do you live on out there?
On Forest Glen, right off of Mars.
Oh,
and
I know.
Reed.
Yeah, I know where that is. And you go to Maria Goretti.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with Father Gaucho.
Right.
Wagner leans in and looks the man in the eye.
I will pray that you find him.
Thank you.
You got some grace today.
Yes, I did.
Good. I'll see you over there. You see me.
The man walks away, tears dried, and gets on the bus that will take him back to the Civic Center. That's where 1,000 hurricane survivors have set up camp. Wagner feels frustrated.
I would like to jump into a boat and go along and try to find people in their attics. I really would like to do that. But I know I have a certain job to do, too, and that is to deal with the people that get out here, to regenerate the hope that they lost.
So today, like every other day, Wagner heads over to the Civic Center. He stands at the door and looks out across a sea of mattresses.
It's almost like their home. Their home is on this mattress now. These mattresses came from everybody in the town. Two of my good blankets are in here somewhere.
Wagner sees a woman with her ankle propped up on a chair. It's Ida Boutree. He had expected her at Mass that morning. She shows Wagner her bandaged ankle.
Swollen up on you now, huh?
Yeah, it's badly bruised.
Boutree sees something positive in all this, despite her pain.
This storm, when it happened, I think God just opened up to heaven and brought these people down to help us. And I'm proud to be here until I find another home. But right now, this is my home.
Wagner says people are surprised by the generosity they found here in Rain. He says it's as if Louisiana has discovered something new about itself. Rebecca Davis, NPR News, Lafayette.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.